Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Stacy, your host. We are coming to you live from Venus, Texas. Welcome to Don't Forget to Read. Today, we are going to be discussing the importance of summer reading and students. I have with me today my co-host, Harley. She graduated from high school last year and is now in college. Thank you for joining me today, Harley.
I'm so excited to be here today to discuss summer reading and how important it is for kids.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to have you here. You know, most people don't think about reading outside of the classroom. It seems that reading is just one of those expectations that, well, the teacher takes care of the students learning to read, and so it's okay if my child isn't reading during the summer.
Unfortunately, you're right. I know a lot of my friends couldn't wait for summer break. They were excited because they didn't have to read during summer vacation. However, I always got excited to read different chapter books during the summer, especially in the lower grades. As I started to get older, I had even more interest in reading magazines and following people on Instagram and Twitter and reading their different posts. My parents encouraged reading at home, not only during the school year, but especially during the summer, because they were concerned I might get behind.
Great point, Harley. Sadly, reading is not looked at as something that needs practice. But you know, in reality, our brain is a muscle that needs to be worked out just like the other muscles we have that we use to play sports. Students can regress during those summer months when they aren't being exposed to reading on a regular basis. Then when they return to school in the fall, the teacher and the student are playing catch up in order to get them back to where they were at the end of the previous school year. This can make it difficult on the teacher and the student because the expectation is for the student to be on grade level and to have that foundation in order to gain new skills. I know you said your parents always encouraged reading when you were younger. Can you give us some examples of how they did that?
Well, at our house, there always seemed to be someone there to read to me. I remember getting to stay with my grandma, and she loved to sit down to read a book with me. I also remember sitting down with my mom and setting summer reading goals, and I remember working really hard each summer to achieve that goal.
Wow. Now, those are some great examples for parents on encouraging their children to read outside the classroom. When my boys were younger, I would take them to the library or to our favorite bookstore, Half Price Books. Did you ever get to go to the bookstore or to the library?
I sure did. That was always one of my favorite things to do. It was always an adventure for me when I'd get to go to the library or bookstore. We always loved going to Half Price Books as well. I would get to search the shelves looking for my favorite book series, which happened to be about different fairies and their adventures. So as we've been talking, a question came to mind. Why is it so important for students to read during the summer? I mean, beyond the fact that continuing to read helps the student not regress.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. As I was saying earlier, it's practice for the brain. We want to stay in shape by exercising. Well, our brain has to exercise so we don't lose literacy skills. Students who read daily throughout summer break will continue to gain critical thinking skills, and they may even gain a level of reading proficiency. Summer reading should not be looked at as an option. Rather, it should be considered a vital part of summer break.
I couldn't agree with you more. The summer slide, as they call it, is real and can be very detrimental to a student's growth in reading. What are some other tips you could offer to parents to avoid the summer slide?
Well, that's another great question. And as we wrap up today's discussion on the importance of summer reading in students, these are the following tips that I would have to offer. First, I would consider taking your child to the public library or going to a bookstore like Half Price Books. And what I really liked is what you were talking about, doing a reading challenge. I think that would be a great idea with your child. And also, if you have an electronic device, you can allow your child to read or to listen to books on it, and that would change things up. The biggest thing I would like for parents to take away is that it is critical for their child to read during the summer. I would like to thank you once again, Harley, for joining me today. I appreciate your experiences and your input on the summer reading and how important it is for students. I would like to say thank you to our audience and to have a great day.